Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, April 9th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 4:30, we're going to welcome in our friend Kim Shields with Encourage. Kim is bringing in Mary from Focus. We'll be talking with them in a little bit. Right now, we have in the studio friends, family, really, Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods. How you doing, guys?
Great.
Doing great.
Good, good.
I want to do a shout out to Encourage because they're great. We love them. We borrow their projector from them from time to time when we have presentations.
Yeah, probably 5 times a year, maybe more.
And we always are like, we should probably just buy one. We're like, but we love seeing the gang at Encourage, so it's a great time to say hi to them and just a community asset for sure.
Yeah, like this is like the smallest example of what they do in the community. But like the little things too really add up. So like, you know, like a business like ourselves not having to spend the money on purchasing a projector, especially when we were using it just once or twice a year, it was kind of like, well, yeah, what a nice resource to have in the community. And then, you know, like knowing
maybe
those
now
things.
Now we should get
well,
one.
That, yeah, that's a different story. But I mean, I just think it's a great illustration of like what a good community foundation, community focused organization does.
It is a great example. And they're too humble to do to say anything. Yeah. So I appreciate you guys saying something about that. Because I don't think the audience would have known that otherwise.
Yeah.
I appreciate
we'll shoot their harm all day long. So thanks and courage.
Totally. And we appreciate you guys. Appreciate, you know, we can say a lot of similar things about Family Natural Foods, incorporating, putting into our community, especially around here at WFHR. We greatly appreciate your investment and your care with us. And we're, we like to return the favor. And we're going to do a little of that right now. How's things going? What's going on at the shop?
Yeah, there's some different things happening at the store. We wanted to just like recap a little bit of our presentation, but before we do that, again, we're going to do our garden shout out. This is just a brief garden shout out, not the like intensive garden shout out. Maybe next time we're on radio, we'll tell you all of what
we
have.
It
will be louder.
The shout out will be louder. Much louder.
But this one is just saying that we have a lot of our garden stuff set out. The only things we don't have as of today is onion sets and potatoes.
Yeah.
Those will be coming ideally next week.
You can't plant them anyways yet. So, you know, like the stuff you can start or, you know, like maybe start scratching the ground a little bit and be like, let's put some kale in, let's put some peas in.
Yep.
You can maybe start doing that in a week or two here. I'd probably wait a little longer, but yeah, we've got a lot of garden seeds. And Katrina and I were talking about this yesterday, you know, with the kind of persistent inflation that's been in our economy for the last few years. One of the things, and this is true before the inflation and it'll be true after the inflation, but planting your own garden is the best way to beat inflation.
Yes.
And that's true today as much as it ever has been, because we sell, and I think it's even truer at Family Natural Foods, to toot our own horn a little bit here, we sell garden seeds starting at 99 cents a packet. And those packets have more seeds than the regular packets you'd find at, you know, other stores, Walmart or whatever. And so for 99 cents, you can plant, you know, a couple rows of whatever, let's say carrots.
Beets, carrots, cabbage, you name it.
And from that, you're going to get bushels of vegetables.
You're going to be giving your neighbors some. You're going to be good for the winter. I mean, like, so let's like, think preserving, people.
Yeah,
let's get back to that.
So, like, for $1, like, what can you buy for a dollar? Even dollar stores, you can't buy much for a dollar. You can get, you know, probably $100 worth of produce. So 100-to-1 kind of return.
Seems not like
only
a good
that,
return.
You get to grow things the way you want it to be growing, so you know what's in it.
Yep.
It's going to be growing naturally. It's going to be growing with love. You get to spend time outside connecting with, you know, with nature and just like, you know, kind of it's a stress reliever too. So like, you know, you can save money on those, you know, the psychiatry appointments, you know, maybe cut one or two
outside.
Of those out, you know.
Talk to the snails.
Yeah. So this is a lot of
such
lot
great
of
points.
Yeah. So anyways, I like to put that out there just so the people who are planning like, hey, what am I going to do this summer? It's like, hey, maybe I should plant a garden.
Maybe we should spend some time. And then let's talk about the other thing. Like you're not getting packaged food in other, like we don't need more packaging in this world. We need less plastic. You can literally go get that basil that is in your backyard. It'll be the freshest it'll ever be on your pasta salad. Like, it's
it doesn't
win-win.
Have to travel from California or Mexico or wherever a lot of these vegetables come from. And, you know, like, it literally all you have to do is buy these seeds, which are such an easy transportation. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the way God created the transportation for vegetables is seeds.
Yes.
Put them in the ground, put a little water, a little love, and, you know, you'll be able to pull these things up as fresh as ever. And it's really Yeah, there's so much to love about planting a garden. We love this time of year.
There's not quite like there's nothing quite like building or making something yourself instead of just buying it, but you make it yourself. Mm-hmm. I think most of us can relate to that.
Yeah.
Cooking is almost the same type of thing. Mm-hmm. And especially when you make that and it feels good for you, but then you watch your loved ones eating the food that you made and you grew and everything. And there's no words for something like that.
Definitely. Yeah. And then I just want to mention, my kids are pretty good veggie eaters. When we have a garden, they're really good veggie eaters because they go out and they pick the beans and they're just in the garden and they're eating them all. And I don't even care. I don't even say, stop, wait, we need that for dinner. I just like, you just eat that up. You eat those vegetables.
They're grazing.
And I will take that same container of like beans or beets or whatever it is and I'll bring it in the house and I'll set it on the table. And I kid you not, they don't eat it the same way they do when they're outside. So if you have a picky eater, I highly encourage your kid to get involved. They will eat vegetables in a whole new way.
Yeah.
It's a great point. It's a great point. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So 99 cents packets, time to start getting, thinking about your garden.
Totally.
Mapping that out now is a good time to do it.
Map it out. Mm-hmm. And then I just want to do a plug for a presentation we have coming up. Again, we're talking all things spring, gardening, et cetera. The next presentation we have coming up is on May 6th at 5:15, and this is spring cleaning and low waste. We've briefly talked about it. This is going to be about really like our bulk refill station where you can get your like all-purpose cleaner or your laundry. We now have them in larger containers. You can bring your own containers there, and it's less plastics again into
clean,
the world.
Clean cleaning supplies. Mm-hmm. Like there's not bad chemicals and stuff, so you can clean your house naturally. They work really well and they're refillable. So mm-hmm. again, less waste, less money spent on containers.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people getting ready and doing currently spring cleaning. Why not a little spring cleaning on yourself?
Clean
out the system.
Yeah, absolutely. So speaking of cleaning out the system, that was a great segue.
I was trying to set you up.
We got gardening, we got spring presentation of cleaning the house, and now let's talk about ourselves, right?
Let's cleanse it.
Let's cleanse. So yesterday we had a fantastic presentation by Dr. Tracy. Really good turnout.
Oh, yeah. This is great.
And it reminded me, and I said in our intro to everybody, wow, okay, this does make sense, right? There's a large group of people here. And every time I'm kind of in awe, but think about it. There's so many different digestive disorders. We have a person that might be like, hey, I have acid reflux, or I have constipation, or I don't know what's going on, but my stomach just hurts. Like there's so many different variables of digestive issues going on. So we had a large group of people, and a lot of people took some great notes, you know, got like almost like one-on-ones with Tracy afterwards.
Yeah, people love that. Mm-hmm. And I think like we had like over 35 chairs, mm-hmm. 40, maybe 40 chairs out, and mm-hmm. almost every chair was filled up.
Yep.
And folks were like, they were so captivated by it. Most of them stayed after to talk to Dr. Tracy and ask him some of her, like some of their specific, like personal questions on different digestive things. And it always is a reminder to me. And I think Katrina said it really well, is like, there's always room to improve our digestion. And one of the things Dr. Tracy said is like, if your digestion works better, you get more out of everything. Mm-hmm. So those carrots you just picked out of the garden, you're going to get those nutrients even better absorbed if your digestion's working better. Mm-hmm. Your multivitamin or your supplement of whatever form, probably even your pharmaceutical medications, they'll absorb better and be utilized by your body better if your digestive system's working well. So that's really a foundational place to start. And it's really encouraging, you know, it's not like, I don't know, like it's not really a sexy topic, you know, digestion, constipation,
right.
diarrhea. People love these things, right? you know, not really. And so I'm always like, well, what's going to happen? We have like five people at this talk, and I'm always amazed that they're actually some of our most successful, mm-hmm. most popular talks.
And both men and women. It's very well attended by both.
And a lot of new people. Like mm-hmm. I was kind of looking around, I was like, some of our talks, we get a lot of regulars, which is wonderful. This one, I was like, where are some of the regulars? Mm-hmm. But in their seats were like new people, which is always really fun. So like new people are coming in and checking out this talk.
Yeah, which is great. So we're gonna dive into a little bit of cleansing, right? Because we're talking spring, and I truly feel that you can cleanse at any time of the year, especially if your body and your system needs it. But if I were to say the number one time, a lot of people think New Year's, let's cleanse, new start. But I personally think I look outside in the state of Wisconsin here, and I look at my environment, and I think about cleansing more. So if I start seeing
spring dandelions,
I'm seeing dandelions. Dandelions are naturally really good for cleansing. They're good for, you know, our liver and detoxifying our body and fluid in our system. And so I think about what's growing here in our environment. Okay, this is a great time for me to also do a cleanse. That's going to assist me in all sorts of different digestive issues. So Dr. Tracy talked about a couple different cleanses we have.
There's, it's kind of funny. Katrina mentioned dandelion, and that's one of the ingredients in this cleanse. So, it's pretty sage wisdom.
Well, now, like in Florida, where this company is out of, they might have dandelions growing all year round, right? But for us, again, I think about our climate and what are the things that are growing here. If you don't spray your lawn, take some of those dandelions. Use them for your salad. Yeah. Mix them into your salad. We, as Americans, do not get a lot of bitters in our life. Dandelions are a bitter, and it's so good for your digestive system. So that's a fun little spring thing when you start seeing them come up. Give them a little wash. Add them to your salad. Eat them. Just eat them straight. Cook them. There's right so on. Many different things you can do with
interesting.
Them.
Interesting.
Or some people take the roots, and they'll after they clean them, they'll dry them, and then they add them to their coffee. And so they'll get a little bit, because coffee's naturally a little bit of a bitter, smoky kind of flavor. So you can get the health benefits as well as, you know, have your coffee too.
Dandelion root has a lot of minerals, you know, because they're rather long. You know, we've all pulled a dandelion out of our yard once or twice, and you can see how long those roots are. And what that does is it's pulling these minerals and nutrients from deeper in the soil. And ultimately, it's putting into the leaves and the other parts of the plant and the roots as well. So yeah, if you eat that plant that's stealing these nutrients from your yard, perhaps, you're getting all those nutrients, lots of minerals. The root is really good for the colon and digestive health. And also for the liver, but the leaves are especially good for the liver, like Katrina said. And you can even use the flowers when they're in the yellow stage. Those have some health benefits too. I can't remember what they are off the top of my head, but yeah, the dandelion, a lot of the things that we try to pull out of our yard and throw away are actually some of the most nutritive things.
At a previous job, I was really blown away when I was learning about all the different products we had, supplements and all these things, and to learn about these, this whole section that was put aside for detoxing and how big of a thing that was for people and human. I hadn't really heard a lot about this. And one of the first things I noticed was all of them had a wild variety of ingredients, and most of them didn't have anything you guys just talked about. I think about when we talked about probably the most popular supplement we've talked about when it comes to this subject is fish oil. And the difference of buying just any fish oil you find and doing a little homework and making sure that is the right ingredients that are going to do what it does.
Yes.
Because I think the biggest pushback against anything we talk about or supplements or anything like that is people not going all in. You really got to do your homework and find the right product for you, and a product that is truly natural and truly has the organic compounds that you need for this product to do what it's supposed to do. A lot of these that are out there nowadays, especially with the wave of over the last handful of years of the popularity of this, is a lot of companies are taking advantage of that and putting products out there that are not going to do right by you. And so you have a lot of people trying these products and then finding, oh, it doesn't do anything for me, because they're not buying the right product. They're not buying a product that, quite bluntly, isn't coming from Family Natural Foods or something like that, where you can really trust the product. It's a trusted source, and it's somebody, you know, place where you can ask questions and find out, hey, I want to take fish oil for these reasons. Well, we can help you here, or maybe fish oil is not the right thing for you. Whereas you go to a department store or something, or buy it online, you don't have any of that. It's why if you really are thinking about giving any of these products a try, I cannot encourage you enough to really do your homework and reach out to the team at Family Natural Foods. Yeah. They love your questions.
We do a lot of trainings. I mean, there is trainings we do on our own, like when some of us are at home, because we all just love learning and we're always learning about stuff. For example, we did a training with Dr. Tracy for us before the presentation. So we got a deeper dive into more digestive health. So it's definitely like, if you have questions, we're happy to help. I'll talk all sorts of digestive health.
Well, and there's also like these really great handouts. I'm looking at one right now on this cleanse that's designed for SIBO, which is small intestinal bacteria overgrowth.
So if you're feeling really bloated, or you're just like, wow.
Occasional gas, abdominal discomfort, fatigue. That's perhaps when your small intestine gets overfilled with, you know, bad bacteria. And so this cleanse One, it does a lot of things, but one of the things it does is help kind of improve SIBO and get rid of SIBO. But like you said, James, you kind of need to, you need to incorporate other things in this too. So like last night she was talking about how you need a fiber to kind of help wash these things out. Once you get these toxins out of the different parts of your body, the liver in particular, you want to kind of get them out, and that's where the fibers come in. And then you need like a, you know, good probiotic to kind of help outnumber the bad bacteria. You know, instead of trying to kill the bad bacteria, we just want to kind of move them along and then outnumber them with good bacteria, and the body will do the rest from there. And it, you know, that's really a great step for cleanses. If you just kind of want to restart, whenever I've done a cleanse, what I've noticed is I usually have more energy, more clarity. Like I can think more clearly. The fog is lifted. Sometimes I'll sleep better. It's not really like any one specific thing. It's just a better, it's a refreshing, better overall feeling, which I agree with Katrina is a great thing for springtime. It's kind of like a good, nice renewal time. Yeah. Got Passover. We got Easter coming up. You know, those are all kind of traditions that are based around renewal.
Yeah, and maybe you're a person that just wants like a general cleanse. We have a lot of different ones, or you're finding a, you know, candida, maybe you're too much yeast in your system, or, you know, maybe you have a lot of pets and you're like, gosh, I'm not sure, maybe parasites. Like there's parasite cleanses. So if you have questions, come in. We can guide you to the right cleanse, the right things to take with it to support it. Definitely water is the number one thing I would recommend, is always getting more water.
Especially if you're doing this right and you really, you reach out to the Family Natural Foods, or you're doing your homework on this and you're getting the right product. There, one of the positives to this that I think of as well is there's not really a downside to detoxing. There's not really anybody who got done with detoxing and felt worse or something. There's a lot of positives to it, and there's very, if any, no negatives to it. So it's one of those things I encourage almost everybody to try, really.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So speaking of trying, James, thanks for getting me prepared for that. We're going to have you try something today.
Cool. It's called Gut Renew.
This is called Gut Renew.
It's a really, it's an amazing product. We're going to start selling it in single serving so people can just buy one serving and try it themselves. But you can notice a difference from this the first day you take it. It really helps heal the gut from very point in your mouth where you start drinking it all the way through your digestive system. And what it's doing is it's just creating a healthy protective coating through your system so that your body can kind of heal and regenerate.
It's really a kind of more of a bland flavor. There's not much of a flavor, but it's a pleasant flavor.
I was going to say it's a nice, can something taste clear?
It does. It tastes clear. It tastes clear. It's a very pleasant flavor, but there's not like, it's raspberry flavor or anything like that. It's a clean flavor, and ideally you're supposed to consume it,
on an empty stomach, usually at night, but you could do it first thing in the morning.
But what it does is it heals. We have, without making it complicated, we have in our digestive tracts, we have things called villi. Thank you. And it helps with, sometimes there's gaps and then food gets in there, bacteria gets in there, then you have more issues.
You get leaky gut syndrome, and then leaky gut syndrome can lead to like autoimmune conditions, you know, like rheumatoid arthritis. You know, like, I don't know. There's so many different autoimmune conditions. And other problems it can lead to as well, but this helps kind of heal it. I kind of tell people it's like a liquid Band-Aid. It just kind of coats everything, soothes it, heals it, and then it gives the body a chance to kind of regenerate these villi.
And you said, Stephen, that this is something you feel pretty quickly. Doesn't happen with a lot of products.
I was talking to Dr. Tracy about that. I was like, this sounds great. Like, how many months do I need to take this? And she's like, months? Like, how many days? You know, like, she's like, a couple days, a week. But she's like, usually people notice a difference the first day they take it. They just feel overall better. Their digestive system just starts working better. And then, you know, with taking this, it gives those probiotics that you can spend a lot of money on probiotics. I think this product is actually cheaper than the probiotics. But it helps those probiotics have a healthier home to live in and to have a place where they can really, you know, they can really establish. So it's sort of a place for perhaps everybody to start. And I think it's a useful thing. I like to do it myself. I kind of like a cleanse, but I like to do this gut renew at least once or twice a year. Mm-hmm. And if I had some ongoing gut issues, I'd do it daily. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think it's just a check-in. It's nice to go through one container once or twice a year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is this something that people should reach out to their doctor first before doing or anything like that?
I mean, it's always best to consult with your doctor. They know the prescriptions you're on and things like that. So, of course, it's always something to check in with them.
I think it's pretty natural ingredients. There's stuff like aloe vera in there, some ginger and stuff. So, you know, like you could take a look at it. Maybe you wouldn't want to take it at the same time as a prescription. It's supposed to be on an empty stomach anyways. But you could check with a pharmacist or a doctor if you have any questions or concerns.
Yeah. It's a great conversation today, you guys. This has been a lot of fun.
It's springtime, spring cleansing all around.
Yeah. We got about a minute left. Is there anything you want to touch on before we let you go?
I thought this was intriguing. Mm-hmm. I'll recap the presentation we have coming up, but I wanted to say, Dr. Tracy said, we have a brick's worth of bacteria in our digestive system. Think about that, a brick. She said we have more bricks than cells, actually.
That's good.
There's more profound. There's like more bacteria, ideally good bacteria, mm-hmm. on or in our body than there are cells in our body.
Mm-hmm. So we got to work on that. We got to have good probiotics in order to feed that good bacteria. Let's win it for the good side.
Yeah, yeah.
But just a recap for our spring cleaning low waste presentation is May 6th at 5:15 at Family Natural Foods.
Visit them at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids for all the things we've talked about today and so many other things. Keep this in mind, everybody. We haven't even scratched the surface of things that are available for you over at Family Natural Foods. Buy local, support local, support those that support this community, like our great friends over at Family Natural Foods. Stop by there today, 910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call, 715-423-3120, 423-3120. Be sure to follow them at their webpage, familynaturalfood.com, and follow them on social media. It's a great follow. You will not be disappointed. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise. We'll talk again real soon, guys. Yeah. Thanks for
the
time.
Thank you.
And we'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.